because of any special reason, because the nature of the Sefer HaYisar, it lends itself, you know, to a short Ashkaf Hashir, in other words, to a discussion of several psukim in HaYisar, rather than the whole Sefer as a unit. And the first pasuk, Ayu Shnei HaYisar Mira Shana, Ve'esri Shana, Ve'sheva Shana, Shnei HaYisar, the Medrash Rabbi Parshim, Mumches, and the Al-Chimeini mentions this, Yidei Adishem Yimeit Nimim, Ve'nachlosom Le'ilom Tiyeh, that's the pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Mumbav. So, the pasuk emphasizes the days of the Tmimim. And the days of the Tmimim, of the righteous people, so that's a life of eternity. Nachlosam leilom tiyeh. Kishayim sheheim tmimim, kach shnisem, shnisem tmimim. Bas esrim ki basheva rinoi. Why does the Torah spell out the 100 years separately and the 20 years separately and the 7 years to tell us that esrim ki basheva rinoi, bas meyo ki bas esrim lechet. So the expression bas meyo ki bas esrim lechet is very simple, because bidini shamayim, a person is not menish until he's 20 years old. Bidin Yodom, if he's godel, so he's menish. But Bidin Shamayim, he's only held responsible for the aveiras he committed after he was 20. The Rambam mentions it in Yerushalayim, Mishnah Sanhedrin. So here, the Torah mentions Esrim Shana and Meir Shana to tell us that just as at the age of 20 she was not held responsible, so at the age of 100 she was not held responsible either, because she was sinless. That's what I'm saying. But the other expression, Bas Eskun ki Basheva Linoi, so why is the Basheva the symbol of Noi? And the Baraturim in his long perush, not in the usual Baraturim, which is just the Kitzah. So he says that there is another Girsi. In other words, Bas Esrim Kibas Meyo Lechet and Bas Meyo Kibas Sheva Linoi. And Rabbi Yeshua Kutner has a sefer, a Yeshua Smalki on Yodeh, but then at the end he has his biyurim on the Torah and being Suvim. So he also accepts that Girsi. And he said that this is the correct Girsi, because true greatness, true spiritual beauty is when Chazal say that Basesrim ki Basheva Linoi or Basmeyo ki Basheva Linoi, Chazal didn't mean to praise, to emphasize physical beauty. I mean, there are many pagan women who had physical beauty. There is no significance in that, but they meant to emphasize spiritual beauty. So true spiritual beauty consists in greatness that the person is not aware of it. Let's say a beautiful child of 7, no matter how beautiful it is, so the child, the little girl, is not aware of his beauty, of her beauty. So this what the Torah mentions, the Gabishon, and The Torah also says the same thing with Adonai Rabbein, is that when Moshe, after Abel and after Rabbein Shua, forgave Klal Yisrael for the Chet HaEgel, so Moshe acquired wings on his head, and so everybody saw their wings, but Moshe himself, he didn't know. Because Oish Moshe Omer Mikolodon, so Sarah was also humble. The humblest woman in her generation. That's true greatness. Then this Medrash also mentions another point. Yidei Adishem Yimeit Mimi V'nachlosam Leum Tiei Kishem Sheheim Tmimim Kach Shniseem Tmimim. Now the Torah says in Bereshis Kibiyin Achocha Mimenu Meistamus. The day you partake of the Eitz HaDaas, you'll die. But Adam lived 930 years after he partook of the Eitz HaDaas. So why does the Torah say Kibiyin Achocha Mimenu Meistamus? The answer is, if Adam had not partaken of the Eitz HaDaas, then every day of his life would be a day of eternity. But since he partook of the Eitz HaDaas, so the male, instead of every day that passes by being the day of eternity, it meant that every day that passed out died out from his life. So Yehim HaChochon, he lived 930 years, but the truth was that every day was a day died out of his life. I think that Ibn Ezra, he mentions two pshatim in that. Gracious base prosecutor Zion. Yima Hoch Mim Stamus. Base Shetecha Mimeno. Tia ben Moves, v'chein v'chomeu b'yim tzeischo v'lachto ono v'ono yodea teida ki meis tomus, what Shlomo said she'in akavone shiyomus miyad b'yim ve'in akavone liyidila v'lvat sheyeya shiyomus k'achay miyedim shiyomus u'kulom. אבל כוונו כי בי שייץ יצא יחייב מיסר המלך הוא יום יסייסי כאשר ירצה So these are the two pshatim. Rabbi Shmuel, why is it called Machpelah double? Chadama shnei botim zelifnimize. Vi chadama bayis vali al gabov. Bishlimo mandoma zelimayomize hayni dixiv Machpelah. El mandoma shnei botim zulifnimizu mal Machpelah, what's double? Why couldn't it be double? I mean, one house next to the other. Sheik full of bizuris. In other words, it's called double because Adam Rechavu walk over there, Avram, Bisoro, Yitzhak and Rivke and Yaakov and Leib. So the Mori Seite mentions a very remarkable stuff. It's not to be interpreted literally. It is very relevant to today's situation of the Jewish people. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Daf Yud Gimel Zayin, B'tchilo Ad Shel Roi B'Chreidon Shel Yisrael L'Noag U'Ben Kobet. Lent me covet in the Yaakov. The Ipsev Sharol Bichvedon Noag the covet. How do you know that? The Ipsev Ad Yovelu Ad Geren Otot. Now Otot means thorns and Geren means a bound. Bichi Geren Yishle Otot. Since when is a Geren made out of Otot? Omar Abavuye Milame Shei Kifu Sorim la reni shel yain keif ki geiren ze shel makifim reitat. Who did it? Shebo ubnei Esav, ubnei Ishmael, ubnei Ktur, tome, kulam lo mochana bo. They all came in order to wage war against Bnei Yaakov. Kim shorol kisre shel yeisev tome da reni shel Yaakov. Notu kulam kisrayen vitolum biareni shel Yaakov. Tome, shleisha vishisha ksorim, nislu biareni shel Yaakov. Why shleisha vishisha? Last week I mentioned what the Goyim says, Naderes Leon Pinchas, because they are Shiva Mumis, and they saw a mitzvah to be makriv 70 porim on behalf of the Mumis Eilom. So then you have 35 for the Yishmael and 35 for the Esav. But when the Esav are makri 35, so then there is always a majority, at least one vote, on behalf of the Yishmael. This is what happened today. I mean, the United Nations took a vote. Yeah, because of the confrontation between the West and the Arab world, but they all condemned Israel. So this is what happened there. While they came, they all condemned Israel. So Gemara says, Kidin she gira limora samach kailo, also Esef komeak. He tried to stop them, the kfura of Yaakov. Amalehen man, manrei, kirya sa'ar ba'hi chavre. After all, his chavre is called kirya sa'ar. Beyond Rav Yitzro kirya sa'ar ba'ar ba'zugisoye. Oda mechade Avron v'soro, Yitzhak v'rivke, Yaakov v'leya. So Yaakov, you cover v'leya v'yidei. So you already was kivim, the Moros HaMachpil v'leya. Now the next one has to be my kiva. V'hai dipayesh, didil, omolei, zavinti. You sold him, the Moros HaMachpil. Omolru, nei dizvine v'kiruse, pshitusse mizavim. It's true that I sold my chilek ha-pchil for the mizid ha-doshim, but the chilek ha-poshut I did never sold. Omulei, yes, you sold, so he said to him, the Yaakov said to Esav, you sold to our father Yaakov the chilek ha-poshut also. Why? The chsiv b'kidriya shekovisim. Kovisim means I dug. But ויאמר רבי יחם שימשים ליצורות אין קירו הלא שמחיר שאכן בקרה כהים קירים מחיר או קיר בקרה כהים they call מחיר או קיר אמר הוא hopefully God you have a letter that Yaakov sold that I sold to Yaakov the chelik ha-poshit also. Omulei garte be'arad Mitzrayim. The letter, if you want a confirmation, so that you have to get to Mitzrayim. Uman Ezel, but here they are all ready to be kiva Yaakov, and then somebody has to pick up the letter from Mitzrayim. So who would get it in such a short time? Uman Nezel. Who should go? So they said, Nezel Naftol. Naftol, the Kolel Kayalti, because he's easy and quick, light like a gazelle. Tachsiv Naftoli Ayodo Shlucho, Hamesim Imre Shefer. Omar Avri Artikro Imre Shefer, Imre Sefer. So it was turned over to Naftali to get a letter. Now Naftali was someone who was a good public relations man with a lot of grace and charm. And then today, I mean, who would be Naftali of today? I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu would be good Naftali. Arendt would be good Naftali. Abi Bani would be the best Naftali today. So, but there was another member of Yaakov's family, Chushim ben Dan, a grandson of Yaakov. And he did not have charm, he did not have grace. On the contrary, he killed me. He was deaf on his ears. And he refused to put on the hearing aid. Nothing. Only my high, but he saw there was a commotion, an argument. So yes, what's going on here? The Omrei komi akiv high. Ados and Naftali arad Mitzrayim. In other words, he disturbs us and he wants us to wait until Naftali will bring the letter of confirmation from Mitzrayim. Omri hu, the Avi Ose Naftali, Na'arad Mitzrayim, the Avi Abom Gutu B'Zeh, he couldn't stand it. What would be in the meantime? Shoku Kufe Mechai Areish. So he took an iron bar and he hit Esav over the head. He takes up over the head. So Vinofla Karad Yaakov. So Esav's head fell on the knees of Yaakov. Vayaschinu Yaakov Leinei. Yaakov all of a sudden opened up his eyes. Vayachich and left. Vayinu Dechsiv. Yismach Tzadik Yechozo Nokom. Pomo Vyechotz. Bidam Horosho. Veish Yishon Yiskaimo Nivirosho Shorifo. Dechsiv. Lomo Eshkel Gam Shnei Mechot. ואף על גב נמיסוס עמדי בימי אחד אבוי, כבורוס עמדי בימי אחד אבוי. This is what happened to them. In other words, there is a lot of trouble in Israel, and the Palestinians are throwing stones and heavy boulders and are trying to push out the Jews from Israel, not just from the Western Bay, all of Israel, especially from East Jerusalem. And why from East Jerusalem? East Jerusalem belongs to them. Why do they belong to them? Chlapoches, the Christians. All right, they have a certain tiny that is grounded in their faith. But the Muslims, what kind of shaykhs do they have to Jerusalem? Their prophet Muhammad was Mecca, and Yerushalayim is just even according to the fundamentalists among the Mohammedans, so it's only the third holiest city. Why is it the third holiest city? Because Muhammad, they say, once had a dream that he was riding on a donkey on the Har Maria. So because of that, they have the right to Yerushalayim. More than the Jews and the United Nations voted. And they always have a majority. And even though they have a war between themselves and the Western world, but they still voted that they have the right to Yerushalayim. So this is what the Pasuk says. Bioras ha-machpelo, so my machpelo shekfuya bizugeis. So that's the right that they have to have the Moras HaMachpelah, they have to have all of Eretz Yisrael. Then the Pasuk says that when he tried and Avraham Avinu negotiate with the Bnei Chais for the Keder, for Sarah, so he said, Geir Viteisha Onechi Imachem. I am Geir and I am also Teisha. Geir Baya. Geir means somebody, an alien who resides, who dwells in a certain place. Teisha more basic. Teisha means he's the owner. Im Retzisem, so it's still another day. But Avraham said, Im Retzisem Geir. If you want, I'll be Geir. I'll be like a foreigner. Be in love, but if you don't want to let me stay here, more base, Shekacho Mali HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lizaracho Nisati Yisrael HaSadis. So that's the value that Lizaracho Nisati Yisrael HaSadis, that you have to give me a kever. So the Milag Shemini doesn't mention, but the Meshrabe says, Uvilvad, Shetir Kovusha. When the first settlers in Eretz Yisrael, the Talmidei HaKor and the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, settled in Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't so easy to come to Eretz Yisrael and settle, they had to show unusual, superhuman Miseras Nefesh. But then the modern Zionists criticized the first settlers, the Yishbayosh, they said, what they do for Eretz Yisrael? He came to Altisol in order to die in Altisol. This is not what Altisol means. Altisol needs people who come to Altisol to live in Altisol. It's a good argument, but it's not true. These early settlers who risked getting cholera and malaria and all kinds of sicknesses, if not for their miseras nefesh, there never would have been the Zionist organization. There never would have been the State of Israel. So, in other words, what is the letter of confirmation by the Musaira? They fed the Ishbayosh. But until the Musaira will acknowledge that the Jews have a right to Eretz Yisrael, so then, chas v'shalom, there might be another Holocaust. So, it was necessary that there should be some kitzein, like Hushim the Dan, who can't wait until the Mesailon will recognize the rights of the Jewish people. This is what is happening today. And why is it so? Why do we have so much trouble? How is it that right now, in all the newspapers, in America, I suppose all over the world, the same thing. So, they mention on the first page the assassination of Meir Kahane. And as far as the government is concerned, so the right, in today's New York Times, you can see it, that he was, everybody says, that he led a peaceful and silent life, never hurt anybody. But why did he assassinate all of a sudden? They're just out of nowhere. He assassinated Meir Kahane. But on the other hand, Meir Kahane himself, so he led a life, a turbulent and terroristic life. Throughout his life, they mention everything, that he got smicha in the 50s, he got smicha from the Meir Yeshiva, then he became a rabbi in a certain synagogue in Howard Beach, and that he led a life of a ruffian. I don't want to mention the details that they mention about him, and I hear that appeared in yesterday's New York Post, the same thing that appears in today's New York Times. And then there is an editorial, a very respectful and dignified editorial in the New York Times, as it befits the New York Times. But they write that that he really deserved the death, but it accomplished the antithesis of what the assassin tried to accomplish. Because now, so his popularity will wax so much in Israel and in America, because until now, he had a very few friends and supporters, admirers in Israel and in America, but now he's a martyr, and they consider him as a messiah, and as Meir Kahane, Melech Yisrael, King of Israel. So it will accomplish just the antithesis. So it's the same thing. Why? Because they don't accept the approach of Avraham Avinu. If you want to live in peace with me, you have to recognize that just as I am a geyer and a teisah, I'm a geyer, I consider myself as an alien. Geyer ben an Ezra, until the pilgrim Prof says, is derived from the word gargia, like a seed of grain that is tossed by all winds. all winds. So every human being is basically insecure. Even President Kennedy, he was a girl. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, some fanatic shouted, "Le'inei Hashem." The same thing is true of the state of Israel. But if the Minister Elon will recognize the same approach of Gehavitesha from Yechim Mochem, as the Torah says in Bahar, in explaining the reason for the laws of Shmita and Yevil, Ki Geirim Vishishobim Atem Minodi. As a matter of fact, Henry George wanted the United States to incorporate the laws of Shmita and Yevil into the American Constitution. Of course, it wasn't accepted. So, why? Because the laws of Shmita and Yevil are based upon the concept that there is no attention from the world. Everybody is a Gaya, but everybody has to pursue a modicum of security, to have a piece of land in which he can live happily and raise a family, as in the Aveide and in Kippur. So we say, there is a remarkable expression, Hosa v'yoldo iko v'reyetze. Chava, the first woman, the first mother of men. So she gave birth to a farmer and to a shepherd. Because if you shuffle through the pages of the history of mankind, you will find they always said that the core of every conflict was between the peasant and the shepherd. The peasant likes to be rooted in a piece of land. He feels that there is no meaningful life if he doesn't have his own discipline. The shepherd is a universalist. He doesn't care for a piece of land. If he doesn't have the piece of land on which he stayed for a certain time, so he moves his sheep to another place. He is enormous. So, and we say, So melee, that leads to all kinds of conflict. And when there is cloud here, so then we know that soon there will be rain. But if there is cloud and then the sun comes out, so then you don't have any rain. On the contrary, that you have the rainbow. And this is the symbol of the Rebbeinu Shalom never again destroy mankind. Albert Einstein, together with Infer, wrote a book, The Theory of Relativity. So there, it was written by Infer. He was a Jewish professor of mathematics and physics in Poland. And then he became Albert Einstein's assistant. And in that book they explain the theory of relativity. So they mention the pasuk in Neach, Eskashti Nosati Be'onam. And that will be the symbol and the siman that the Rebbeinu Shalom will never again destroy mankind, because just as the rainbow which comes when the sun comes out after the clouds appear, so and then you have the spectrum of colors, and this is the most beautiful phenomenon in nature. And we say in the Aveda of Yom Kippurim, Kimara Hakishes Bisei Chalon Marekeen. So here too. So it's only if we accept the concept of ki given this ishovim atmimodi that the Torah mentions, then we have that promise. But if we don't accept the concept of ki given this ishovim atmimodi, then we have no aftoch that the human race is in danger of becoming destroyed. Now then, Le'avom le'mikne le'imi v'nicheis Omer Abelazer Kama Jois mishtapchis Kama mkulmusim mishtapchim Kdi lichtu v'nicheis v'nicheis asoropomim Ulametcho shekol mi shenivar mekhe shal tzadik Kiyu mikayim asara sadibas. And then the same thing, this is mentioned by Rabbi Elazar. Then Rabbi Choye mentions further the same thing. Omar Rabbi Choye, by meeting Teven or Mispe with Maui, יופס שחוסן של עבדי עובייס מתירוסן של בונים שערי פרשוסי של אליעזר שניים ושליש הבאת יאמור and the Torah discusses every detail in the שליחס of אליעזר ודברון והשרץ מגופי תירו ואינדומי מטעמי כפסורי יאו מריב המקר then again עומר רבי חי ויושם לפון אבלכי אומר אבאחי יופי רחיצה סרגלי עבדי עובדס מתירוסן של בונים שיר רחיצה סרגלי עם צורך לכתי והשרץ מגופי תאירו ועם דומי מטעמי כפסורי על המריב האמיר Now we find the same thing mentioned again in Gemara in Bovasta that is Zion Vadishem Berach as Avron Bekeil So what does it mean Bekeil? Rav Meir Eimer Shal Reiso Lipas He didn't have it as Avron That's why it's Berach as Avron Bekeil Rav Yudah Eimer Shal Reiso Lipas So Bekeil, just the reverse consisted in the fact that he had it on Achilin Vim Bas Reiso Lipas ובקיל שמה. So the Rabban Chumash says Chas V'Sholem to understand this Maim HaChazal Kipshute but Bas will mean the measure. The measure, Bas. So, like them is the measure and Bas is the measure. So, the why was Avraham Avinu's life so meaningful? It had so much content? Because everything in Avraham's behavior had a measure. Avraham was this personification of chesed. But it wasn't chesed to anybody. It wasn't a measure. When you overdo something, so then it only leads to chaos and to conflict. Freedom is certain. Democracy is certainly a sublime approach, but if you overdo it, if it's without the measure, so then it leads to war, to bloodshed. So, ביחד עד השם אל קיילי השמיים עד שלא ידעתי סירי בריאי סוב אל קיילי השמיים Pechidu Sheridaiti Eisili Beyesov. So then the Ben Yishon became a Rekir Oetz. So in other words, Havon's Abim's greatness consisted in the fact that he was not satisfied with keeping everything for himself. That was the difference between Neach and Avraham Avinu. Neach was a tzaddik, but Neach was satisfied with his own tzidkes. So then, after the Mabul, so the Gdenish Avraham, it's mentioned that Neach was makriv the korban. So Vayorach Hashem Nesreach HaNecheach, I mentioned it last week. So what was the Reach Necheach? The Reach HaNecheach consisted of the Reach of Avraham Avinu mitichkif shenayish. Because Avraham Avinu was the first one to have the courage to stand up against the pagan world. The Reach of the Deir Shel Shmat, of the Reach of Hanani Mishol Vazari. Now one final point. Vayivero Yitzchoko Yehelo Soro Yime Kol Ayom Mishol Yisro Soro Kayemes Oyo Onim Kosher Aleyem Vichid Mishem Meiso Kos HaKeisyon Vichid Mishem Bosriv Kochoz Aleyzion. As long as Sorrow was living, so there was a cloud tied to the tent of Avraham, or the tent of Sorrow. But that wasn't a regular cloud. It was a cloud of glory. V'chim she'meiso posak eizion. V'chim she'bos rivko chozar eizion. In other words, cloud of glory. So what is the result of the cloud of glory? The sun comes out, and then there is a spectrum of colors. Kol's man shoy so sor kayemes, who is a brochom shulachas b'isa. So as long as Sor was alive, so there was a blessing in the dough. What does it mean? That means material life. But material life is significant not in what you accumulate, but in what you save. So V'chivim she meiso soro posko isebroch, V'chivim she boso rivko chosro isebroch. Kol zman sho iso soro kayemes, ho iso b'yisisero psuchis levoch. There was a chmese soroch in everybody. Was able to come in and eat and stay there and sleep there. So every lonely person had a home. V'chidu she'meiso soro posko iso rivoch. V'chidu she'boso rivko chozro iso rivoch. And then the final point. Kol zman sho iso soro kayemes. Hoyo ne'a dolukun l'shabes l'shabes. So soro when she is madlekes, the nearer shall shabes. So it shed light not only for Shabbos, but for the whole week, because this is the purpose of Hadlokas Nirash on Shabbos. We say, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, Yom Shikuli Shabbos, Yuchal Chayron. And Chazal say, Yomoru Shomro Yisrael Shtei Shabboses, Miyad Yom. In Israel, I said only, observe two Shabboses. But the question arises. Now, unfortunately, Jews don't observe one Shabbos. But throughout the centuries, the millennia, Jews have observed all the Shabbos of the year. So how can Chazal say, Yomoru Shomru Yisrael Shtei Shabbos Miyad Horein Gon? The answer is, there are two Shabbos. One Shabbos is the Shabbos of the Yom HaShvi'i. But then the purpose of Shabbos is not that the Kedusha should should be limited to the Yom Shabbos. The purpose of Shabbos is that it should bestow Kedusha upon the other days of the year. By Baruch Hashem, Kim Yisim HaShvi'i VeKasher. So that's Bracha. What is doing Bracha? When Bracha is mentioned in connection with human beings, we understand. But how is it charach to say Bracha in regard to an intangible thing like time? The answer is Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos. Shabbos is two aspects. Yenucho Kedusha. So it is not to be limited just to the Shabbos day, but it has to spread out to the other days of the week. So that is the reason I share Yom Shabbos, the Yom Shekuli Shabbos, Umnucha Lechai Yerami. So when Sora was alive, when she lived the near Shabbos, so that was daylight from the Shabbos to the Shabbos. It spread out for the whole week. Kim Shemei Sosor Posak V'chim Shebosso Rifko Chozar Eis Yaneya V'chim Shero Yitzchok Shehoiso Eiso Kibasi Yimei. So Miyad Vayedeo Yitzchok Oyelo Sorim. All right, that's it.